بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله
What night is this? This night is Allah's gift to Aba Abdullah. The enemy wished to attack on the 9th of Muharram. Aba Abdullah asked for an extra night. Why? What reason can there be except love? Tonight is the night of love. It was love that made Aba Abdullah ask for this night. But love for what? It's related, he said, surely Allah knows that I love prayer and reciting his book and doing much dua and istighfar. Brothers and sisters, how can we cry for the loneliness of Aba Abdullah when we've abandoned the Quran? And how can we cry for the loneliness of Aba Abdullah when we're not in love with the prayer and the Quran and dua and istighfar? If you wish to glimpse paradise on this earth, this night has secrets to tell. It's related that when you neared the camps of love tonight, a humming encompassed you as if it were the humming of bees. By Allah, the air is different tonight. What humming is this? Let's walk through the heavenly tents tonight and see what we find. From every direction, a murmur is heard. These voices are not earthly, as if the angels of Allah's throne have gathered upon this land. One angel engaged in prayer, another in tasbih, another in munajat, while another recites heavenly verses. The feeling encompassing this campsite is one of joy. O lovers, rejoice, for your meeting tomorrow is with Taha. But there is another event that takes place tonight. The Imam gathers his companions around him. What does he say to them? He praises them, saying, no other companions are like my companions. It's related, he blows out the candle and he tells them to take the cover of darkness and leave him. He takes back his oath of allegiance, telling them that they only want to kill me. You go and leave me, and I will fight them alone. But what happens in that moment is so beautiful. It's related when the companions of the Imam hear their master telling them to leave. One after another, they begin to rise and express their loyalty to the Imam. They say to him, O Abu Abdullah, how can we face your father Rasulullah tomorrow, telling him that we abandoned you? O Abu Abdullah, even if we were to be cut to pieces, our bodies burned and our ashes scattered, then brought back to life to meet the same fate once more, and were this to be repeated 70 times, never would we leave you. La ilaha illallah. Ya Sahib al-Zaman, please grant us the same loyalty towards you. But allow me to say this, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, tonight Abu Abdullah is surrounded by his noble companions, but tomorrow he will be surrounded with his enemies as they strike him from every direction. Ya Hussain, oh. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.